It's Tuesday, the 20th of September. Skies are overcast. I don't think they're totally overcast. The sun's shielded by a mid-grey cloud blocking out any light or sunlight anyway. But I think there's blue sky there somewhere as I look up. But it's dry. It's dry and it's fine. It's calm. I've got an issue with my Zoom recorder I'm using just now. I used it in a different mode yesterday and when I came out here this morning. See, this isn't right because it's... it's picking up sounds, it shouldn't, it's in two-channel surround mode using the binaurals. But, as you can hear, it's weird, that it shouldn't be doing that. And I've tried turning the selector. It's just weird. So, I'm going to have to turn this round. It's obviously not recognising the binaurals for some reason. So, pardon the handling noises until I get this sorted. I don't know what's wrong. Anyway, a good sleep last night. Oh, tormented by the waterworks, let's just say. But I think it was in a coma in between each call, if you like. It's got a call. Yes, how many calls did you have last night? Yes. But I was sleeping well. This just sounds weird. I can actually hear myself in the binaurals, but it's not picking up the mics in the binaurals. It's just weird. Anyway, I'll hold you closer. Damn annoying. So this morning I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling quite good actually. I've got so many things to do that I don't want to do. And I keep saying this. I know I keep saying this. But I'm just getting so... so... annoyed. Ired. About... things that I have to do, and things years ago that I just coped with, you know. These are not physical things, you know, like manual labour or anything. I get so frustrated. I just get so frustrated, and I just end up losing the plot a wee bit, and procrastinate heavily now. For example, I was going to research something I was going to buy yesterday. Well, I've been planning to buy it for a while, and then I thought, I'll go online and I'll have a look and see who's got it, what price and the reviews, and within 5 minutes, you know, because you know what the internet's like, you know. You get pulled left, right, in every direction. And I just thought, sod it. That's not what I said, actually. You know, I can't remember what I said, but it wasn't sod it. Because that's Scottish expression. Scottish phrase. I was using another one. within myself, of course, not out loud. And I thought, I'm not doing this. I can't be bothered. I can't be arsed doing this. And that's been going on for a long while. So I also have a fairly lengthy email to compile, and I can't be bothered. I don't want to do it. I know I need to do it. I can't be bothered doing it. It's as if my mind is just saying, whenever it's something that's not as straightforward, I mean, I'd rather come out and dig the garden in the rain, I'll put it to you that way, than some of the so-called, or apparently, mediocre and simple things to do. It just feels like I waste my time doing this. I waste my time. Time. Yes. Time's going by. Listen to those wee birdies. They don't bother about time. They're not lifting their wee wing and flipping it round in front of their face to see what time is. They just get on with life. Because they know they're running out of time. Time's short. I don't know how short it is for them compared to us. I mean, you know, I very much doubt that they actually say, we better get on with this because we're only going to live for 5 years, you know? And quite surreal, a feather, a downy wee feather floats gently past my face. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Birds are not here. Don't know where it came from. They're just over in the trees there. But, yeah, oh, us humans with time. Time to get up. Time to go to bed. Time to do this. Time to do that. Time. I remember a good number of years ago, because I like wearing watches. I'm going back a while. I'm going back a long time. Yeah, that was rough, wasn't it? I'd went through, I'd broken my good watch I'd had for years. I always remember it was a Timex. Timex, remember the others. And so I got another watch, and I broke that fairly quickly. And I thought, I'm not going to do this again, I'm not buying another watch. So I went without a watch for several years. Several years. Many years, actually. If many is more than several. Several more than few. I went without a watch. And then eventually someone bought me a watch, and probably my wife. So I went for all those years without wearing a watch. And this is when you didn't have mobile phones that you could lift and look at the mobile phone at the time, or ask Siri what the time is. So I didn't bother. I didn't have a clock in my wee car. So, yeah, that's how well done. I just stopped bothering about time. You know, okay, you set an alarm to go up for your work, but other than that, there wasn't a time in the day that I lifted my arm to look at time. What time? I didn't bother. And you know that it's very strange, because then I became very aware of time. And if someone had asked me the time, this is true, but it takes a while to get this. Someone asked me the time, I could say it's probably around about 11 o'clock or around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and I would be pretty much there, you know, maybe within 15 minutes, pretty much there. Your body clock starts to, just like when your alarm's due to go off in the morning and you wake just before it goes off, something like that, your body eventually, I don't know how it does it, I say body, but your mind does it. So maybe I should do it again. Anyway, I don't know. All these things. Time is, isn't it? Time's a killer. Time is probably one of the most important parts of our daily life. Time. Appointments, work, schedules, eating, drinking, relaxing, sleeping. All based around time. I often wonder what it's like for people who don't have that, or don't need that particular feature in their life. I mean, you can think of so many people throughout the world who don't live, exist around watches and clocks. Just go to the third world and that'll tell you. Go to African or South American tribes, that'll tell you. And days gone by when people worked the land and here and the crofts up the Hielands. I don't know how it got, it just got on with the day, whatever happened, when it got light, when it got dark. There wasn't a time. Do you think that, you know, the crofter says, we better get into the house because it's time? No. They went to the croft or went outside when they had things to do or not things to do or wanted a wee cuppa, but they didn't play about time. Oh my God, I've rambled on, haven't I? I've actually got something to say about that time. That's another, that'll be another time. Sorry. Just to know. I suppose you could say a frivolous mood. But isn't that good, if I'm in a frivolous mood? Instead of my usual whinging morning thoughts. Oh, it's time for another big aeroplane. That means it's time for me to go inside and sort this Zoom. Yeah, I'll try the drop test first.